Today's shir is Masech Gittin, Daf Yud Zayin. We will begin on Daf Tes Zayin on the base, 7 lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Rabba Baba Chana Cholosh. Rabba Baba Chana wasn't well. Ola Gabei Rabbi Huda V'Rabba L'Shul Lebei. Rabbi Huna and Rabba came to visit him. They came to visit him, Ozel L'Shul Lebei, and they bought him. When they came to see him, they asked him the following question. Boy Minei, Shnaim Shaviyu Get B'Mdinas Hayam. If two people bring the get from Dinas Hayam, Tzrichim Shem B'Faneinu B'Nechta B'Fanein Nechtam, if two people are bringing the get, must they say B'Fanein Nechtam B'Fanein Nechtam, or ain't Tzrichim, or do they not need to say it? Amalhem, so he said, ain't Tzrichim. It's not necessary to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Mal ilu yoimru, because he said the following explanation. Mal ilu yoimru, if two people would walk in and say b'faneinu girsha, if two people walk in and say that we could say testimony that we saw that this couple got divorced, mi lo mehemni, would we not trust them? So since if two people would say testimony that they said testimony, we would believe them. So therefore, here too, we don't have to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam. Ad hachi, says the Gemara, while this was going on, also, so before we go further, the Mefarshim point out, why was it necessary for the Gemara to tell us that this happened when they were, when Rabbi Huda, the Rabbi Bar Chana was sick? So Ben Ishchai teaches us that the Gemara is teaching us that when somebody was sick, normally if somebody's not well, they're not able to concentrate so well. The best refuah for a person that's not well is that he should learn Torah. Not only is that the best refuah, the Bnei Yisachar says that saying a Kal V'Chomer, if one is unfortunately not well and learns a Dvar Torah with saying a Kal V'Chomer, that is the best way to get better. Because we know, he says, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel for Miriam, when Miriam wasn't well, he said, the Kel no refuah no lo, he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Miriam should have refuah shleima, and he made a Kal V'Chomer. If her father got angry at her, how long would he be angry? So he says, from here we see that the best refuah for somebody is to speak Divrei Torah, and specifically to say a Kal V'Chomer. Because if you have a Kal V'Chomer, that has the koyach to bring a refuah shleima. Says the Gemara, Ad hachi, while this conversation was taking place, says the Gemara, Asa hu chavra. Chavra were the persayim. The shokel shagur kamayu. He took out their candle. And since, because that was their holiday, and on the day of their holiday, they did not allow candles to be burnt, only in their base of Avodah Zarah. And in fact, I saw some suggest that some people have a minig of nittel, that in the night of the non-Jewish holiday, they don't learn Torah. And this minig has a source in this Gemara. They didn't let candles be on in people's home while they were busy with their religious observance. And that's why people stopped to learn at that time. Amar, so Rabbi Baba Chana said, Rechmana, Oy betulach, we should be in your protection, Oy betulach the Bei Esav, or in the protection of the Bei Esav, rather than be under these chaverim, these Persians. Says the Gemara, the Memra, is that to mean the Ramoy Malam Prasoi, that the Gemara is suggesting that it's better to be under the protection, that the Romans are better than the Persians? Ask the Gemara, Vatani, Rav Chiya taught us, Maidik Sivil, Kim Haven Darko, for who? Yodas Mekoyma. And he learned, Yodei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Shein Yekoylon Lekabel Gzeris Ramoyim, that we're not able to accept, to live with the Ramayim, and therefore, Amar v'Higgum Ma'asun L'Bavel. So he took us to Bavel because we're better off with them than the Romans. From here, he's saying that we're better off with the Romans than the Persians? Answers the Gemara Loikasha. Become the Nesach Havri Lebovel. Before the Persaim came to Bebovel, when they were under the control of the Kazdim, the Vuchanetzer, Evel Meroidich, Balshetzer, who at certain times were not so tough on Kla Yisrael, then were better off with the Persaim. Ha, Lebost also Chavri Lebovel, but the Persaim, Posh Pshat and the Gemara, are worse. So Rashi says that what he davened was, David, either we should be under your protection or under the protection of Asaph. And the Maram Shif explains that we know that the power of Asaph, says the Maram Shif, goes back to the bracha of Yitzchak. And Yitzchak said that when Kla Yisrael are doing the right thing, they need not be concerned about the Bnei Asaph. So what the Gemara was saying is that against the Bnei Asaph, we always have a guaranteed way of being protected. If we learn Torah, but we don't have that when we're under the control of the Persaim. The Yaivitz says that the gematria of the word Shalom is 376. The gematria of the word Esav is also 376. And what he was saying was that when we're under Esav, we also have the opportunity to always be b'shalom in a situation if we're doing the right thing. The Chasam Sofer and the Netziv explain the pasuk says, Arami Avi, Oved Avi, V'yamim Mitzrayim. So it seems that because of what happened by Lavan, we ended up in Mitzrayim. Is that the reason? So the Chasam Sofer explains, Yaakov Avinu didn't have to go to Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had indeed told Avram Avinu that Klal Yisrael would be Be'eretz Lo Lahem, and that if he was in the home of Lavan, he would be Be'eretz Lo Lahem. Why did Yaakov Avinu end up in Mitzrayim? He could have just stayed by Lavan. Because Yaakov Avinu knew that Lavan, who is the forefather of the Persaim, we cannot survive. And that's why Yaakov said that Arami Oved Avi, I knew if I would stay by Lavan, we would not be able to succeed. And therefore, I'm better off to be by Mitzrayim, where even though it was very difficult, we were still able to survive. The Sefer Ma'adrar explains, with this we could understand a Pasuk and Rashi and Chumash. The Pasuk says that when Yaakov Avinu was approaching Esav, the Pasuk says, V'yira Yaakov mi'oid v'yetzaloi. And Rashi says, V'yira, he was worried Shema Yehorig, maybe he would get killed, or for Yetzer, he was worried that he would kill. So why was Yaakov Avinu so concerned about killing Esav? Explains the Mar Doror. Because our Gemara just taught us that we're better off, if we're going to have to be subservient to Goyim, we're better off to be being by Esav. And that's why Yaakov Avinu, v'yetzalai, Yaakov Avinu was concerned that he may kill Esav. And he was concerned that if he's going to kill Esav, we're going to end up being under the control of a different nation. And we just learned in our Gemara that we're better off being under the control of Esav than being under the control of any other nation. We learned in the Mishnah, Echad Omer b'fani nechtav, if one of the shlichim said b'fani nechtav, v'shnayim anu and two said b'faneinu nechtam, the halach is the get is kosher. And that says the Gemara, Amr of Ami, Amr of Yoichanan, Loi shon al shiget yoitz midei, tachsi dei, yad eid ksiva. That the aid who's saying b'fani nechtam, he was the one to bring the get, and therefore, since he was the one to bring the get, he is trusted, as we discussed numerous times, to say b'fani nechtam, because then, since he has that special namonis that Chazal gave to the shliach, since he has the special namonis that Chazal gave to the shliach, so the way we view the delivery of this get is nasuk shneim al zeh. The halacha views it as if two people said testimony about the ksiva, uk shneim zeh, and two people said testimony about the chasima of the get. Avol betachas yedei chasima. If the get is being delivered that by the people who signed the get, and they who saw the signature, who signed the get, and we don't have a shliach for the ksivas get posel, says the Gemara. Alma, clearly what we see from what Rabbi Yochanan said, that you have to have somebody delivering the get, or two people, Alma Kosova, Shnaim Shavir get Medina Siyom, that even when two people bring the get, Tzrichen Shiyomu, Farinetu, Farinetam. Amal Ravashi, El Me'atav, that's the case, Reshit Tani, we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, Shnaim Amr Befaneinu Nechtav, or two people say Befaneinu Nechtav. Vechram Befaneinu Nechtav, Apostle, Rav Yudah Machsha, I feel get Yotz B'Day Desh Neim, the Pasli Rabbanan, Amalei In. The halach is in because you always have to have befani not befani nachtam. Zimn ashkechei de yosef v'komar. I feel get yoyetz b'tach yodei edech simo. Even if the get was just delivered by people who know about the signature, kosher, almer kosover. Obviously, he is of the opinion. Shnayim sheviu get b'medina sayom. That if we have two people bring the get, as we discussed extensively in our previous year, ain't tzorichim shiyam refaneinu befaneinu. Amalei Rav Asi, Ela Me'ata, if that's the case, that whenever two people bring the get, we need not have more than that. Ela Me'ata ratio, we go back to the beginning of the Mishnah, the Tani, shnayim amru befaneinu nechtav. If two people say befaneinu nechtav, vechram befaneinu nechtav posel, Rabbi Yehuda Machsha. Tama, the reason is, they ain't get judgment day's name because we did not have two people who were appointed to be shluchim to bring the get. Had we had two people appointed to bring the get, machshir button, amlay in for zimnan loyamat lahachi. But then he asked him, "You didn't always say that way, and you have taught us that even in cases where two people bring the get, you have to say b'fari nechtav, b'fari nechtav." Says the Gemara. Amaleis Rav Ami said, Yosad hi shalei timad, that this is a hard and fast rule, that whenever you have two people bringing a get, you need not say, b'fani nechtam. The rule of b'fani nechtam was only instituted when one person is bringing the get. Says the Mishnah, nechtam b'yoyim v'nechtam b'layla. If the get was written on one day and signed, nechtam b'yoyim v'nechtam b'yoyim, if the get was written and signed on the same day, the get is going to be kosher. So the Rishonim, the Ritva, and other Rishonim ask, what's the Chiddush? Of course, if it's written and signed the same day, it should be kosher. Because, so explains, that we would think that if there were a number of hours between the writing and the signing of the get should not be kosher, because we could be concerned that maybe something happened that what, as we're going to explain in the Gemara, that if something happens during that period, it could disqualify. Maybe the woman had an immoral relationship during that time. Maybe the husband sold off assets. Do we need to be concerned? Says the Mishnah, we don't need to be concerned as long as the get was written and signed on the same day. The Sefer Peiros Yosef has a different explanation. He says the Mishnah is coming to teach us that even in Yerushalayim, where the meaning in Yerushalayim was that when somebody wrote a shtar, they wrote the shtar, they wrote shos, they wrote hours in the shtar, and they wrote what time the shtar was written. So we would think if a get was written in such a place where they normally write shtaris, where they normally write the hours, here they didn't write the hours, the get should be disqualified. Teaches us the Mishnah, even if the minig hamokam is that they write shos in the shtar, if it doesn't have the shos, it's fine. Continues the Mishnah. Similarly, if belaila, if the get was written at night, the nechtam belaila, and it was signed at night, it's also kosher. So I saw the Mefarshim ask, how could be a get be written at night? The loch is Besdin is not supposed to be in session at night. So Reb Chaim Briska says that shtar is different than a din Torah. The loch is that Edom, if we're going to have a regular din Torah with Edom, and the Edom are going to be interrogated, the halacha is that that can't take place by night. But, he says, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, Edom ha-chasumim al-shtar, nas the commission nechkor edusim abezdin, when Edom are signed on a shtar, the halacha views them, as if they were interrogated, and there's no need for further interrogation, and therefore a shtar can be done at night. However, says the Mishnah, b'yoyim v'nechtem b'layla, if the get was written by day and only signed the night afterwards, possible. Then the Tana Kama, the Chum's opinion is that such a get is possible. Rav Shimon machsher. Rav Shimon says that such a get is kosher. Shaya Rav Shimon Omer, kol agitim shenichtu b'yoyim, that all gittin that were written by day v'nechtemu b'layla, all documents that were written by day and signed by night are psulim, chutz megittei noshim, as the Gemara will explain why, by gittei noshim, the halach is that it's fine. The Rashba and Tosfos both point out, we've learned many times in our Masechta, that according to Belozo, Edi Mitzira Karti, the halacha is that the Edom who watch the transmission of the get are what make the get into valid get. So the question, therefore, is why, if nichta b'yoyim v'nechtna b'layla, is the get possible? Only thing that should take, if because it's not the same day, it shouldn't make a difference if it's not the same day. According to Belozo, we don't have to have the writing of the get. The main thing is the mesira, and whenever the mesira takes place, that's when the get is a good get. So the Rishayim answer, a concept that we've discussed already previously in our Masechta. Even if Rabbi Lazar holds that you don't have to have ksiva, you don't have to have edei chsima, he does hold that when you have edei chsima, they have to be correct and they have to be proper. And if it was therefore, if the writing, the chsima and the mesira were not on the same day, that's an invalidation of the get. Itmar begins the Gemara. Why did Chazal institute that there has to be a date on a get? Says the Gemara, we're concerned that if somebody is married to his niece, and even though he was married to her and they got divorced, we're still concerned that if she had an adulterous relationship with a married, she's an Eishes Ish, that was Mazana, so she's Chayiv Mises Bezdin. So what's going to happen is, he will predate the get. And by predating the get, what he accomplishes is that his wife was no longer married at that time. And therefore, we have to have a date. So many Rishonim asked the question, that is fine in the time when there was Mises Bezdin. And that's a consideration. But we live in a time and a place where there is no longer any more Bezdin, Mrs. Bezdin. So why would that be a consideration that we should have to have a date in the get nowadays? So Tosfos answers, because even though there's no point in protecting her from getting killed, there's no Mrs. Bezdin, but he still wants to protect that the children that she has are not Mamzerim. Another teretz is that the halacha is We're hoping Shema Yibana Beis HaMikdash. We live with the hope and prayer that Mashiach is going to come. And since we live in the hope and prayer Mashiach is going to come, where the Mises Bezdin will be back into relevancy, and that's why Chazal made such a gzeira. Another reason is that halacha is that one is now, if one divorces his wife and she got married, he can't remarry her. If, however, if one was married to a woman and she had an adulterous relationship when they were married, also he can't be married to her. But if one was married to a woman, divorced her, and then she had a relationship not by being married, the halacha is he can take her back as a wife. And since he could take her back as his wife, he wants to take this woman back as a wife. So the reason he's writing the get, the reason he's manipulating the date of the get is that he should be able to say that when she had this relationship was after the divorce, and she never married this man, and he should have the ability to remarry her. And that's why he's saying this. That's why Chazal said we need a date and a get. The halacha is that a woman, as she gets married, can bring different types of assets into the marriage. And one of the assets she could bring is nechsei melug. And the halacha is that a husband is allowed to eat nechsei melug until they get divorced. And therefore, he may manipulate the date on the get in order to be able to continue eating the nechsei melug. Why are we so concerned about Bas HaChoisai? So they saw that the Sefer Beis Yisrael explains the Gemara and Masechet Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph, teaches us Kol HaBonim Doimim L'Chei Ein, that children are usually like the mother's brother. So if there's going to be, not just a rumor, if people are going to say that this woman, a man was married to his niece and his niece was Mazana, where did his niece get this type of behavior that she should act this way? She must have gotten it from her mother's brothers, because nieces and nephews are typically similar to uncles. And people will say that that's the kind of person she is, that she's the kind of person that didn't follow, that he also is an immoral type of person. That's why the Chazal, that's why he would try to protect her. So we have now in the Gemara two different reasons the Gemara said why a date is necessary. Either because Shem Yechapa Abbas HaChoisai or because of Paris. Says the Gemara, Rishlokish my tamalai amar krab yachin. Rishlokish, why didn't he agree with the reason of Rabbi Yochanan Shem Yechapa Bas HaChoisai? Amalach, says the Gemara, Rish Lakish responds, Znus Lashchicha. Znus is not common. So to have to make a rule for something which is so unlikely, Chazal didn't make a rule. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, my tamalai amak Rish Lakish. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, why didn't he hold like Rish Lakish? Kusava Yesh Labal Paris, the husband is indeed entitled to the Paris Achas Napsina until the get is actually delivered. So the halacha is she has to, if the wife is claiming that the husband was eating nechsei melug past the time that he was allowed to, she has to just bring a date to the get is not what's going to help her. What's going to help her is only if she could bring a date when the get was actually given to her. So the Rishonim ask that our Mishnah just said that znus l'shchicha, that znus is common, and therefore we wouldn't make a rule because of znus. So the Rishonim ask a question. We know that the first Mishnah in Masechta Ksubas teaches us that why did Chazal make a takana, a rule that basula nisus l'yom revi, a single girl should get married on Wednesday night, because we were concerned that maybe this woman had an inappropriate relationship. She's not a psula. And therefore, if they get married Wednesday night and the husband finds that the wife is not a psula, he'll be able to go to Bezdin first thing in the morning, Thursday morning. So we see that it is common. So Tysus answers that yes, people did have inappropriate relationship. But the inappropriate relationship that we're talking about in our Gemara is where they were Edom. There we're worried that the woman had an inappropriate relationship and she's not a psula. That is indeed common. That she should have an inappropriate relationship with Edom, that is not common. Another Teretz that Tosfos suggests, there we're speaking about a couple getting married. And the couple got married and maybe the woman had this inappropriate relationship. If the woman had the inappropriate relationship, it turns out that she wasn't supposed to be married to her. And their entire life together will be built on a mistake. That's something the Chazal were more concerned. Another teretz is that, as the Gemara Masechta Ksubas, the Ramban suggests this answer, the Gemara Masechta Ksubas speaks even in a case where a woman was raped. Our Gemara is only speaking where a woman did it willingly. A woman that she should be unfortunately violated, especially in that time, wasn't that common. Was unfortunately quite common. Our Gemara, which is only referring to a woman who did it willingly, was uncommon. Another text, the Ramban says that here we're speaking about disqualifying gittin. We're very reluctant to disqualify a get. And therefore, he says, because of something that's just nus and slay shchicha, we're not going to disqualify a get. There isn't such a concern. Another teretz that our Gemara, our Mishnah, is speaking about one couple, and one couple that wife that he's married to his niece, and that the niece was Mazana, well, to combine all of these considerations is highly unlikely. And since to combine all of these considerations is highly unlikely, we don't have to be concerned. There we're talking about all women. When we're speaking about all women, amongst all of the women in the world, the halacha is, there we have to be concerned that there possibly was a woman that had an inappropriate relation. Says the Gemara. Rav Yochanan ben Tama, Bishlama, says the Gemara, according to Rish Lakish, Mishmachi Kamachsher Rav Shimon. We learned in our Mishnah that Rav Shimon held that a get that wasn't written properly, the halacha is that we're not, Rav Shimon holds it's okay, because even if the husband will eat the peiris, it's not such a big deal. Ela Rav Yochanan, because we're worried about Shemichaba Basa Chaisai, how come Rav Shimon is Machsher? Amalach Rav Yochanan, says Rav Yochanan, Aliba de Rav Shimon Lakimna. According to Rav Shimon, certainly the reason is only because of peiris, and therefore Rav Shimon held that isn't such a big deal that we should disqualify the get if the get is missing a date. Ki kamina, when we're having this discussion, why there's a date in the get, it's only according to Rabbanan who said that it's absolutely necessary. So now goes the Gemara further. Bishlama Rav Yochanan, according to Rav Yochanan, we could understand the machlokes in our Mishnah between Rav Shimon and Rabbanan. Hanu de ikka ben Rav Shimon Rabbanan. We could understand the machlokes. According to Rabbanan, the concern is Shem Yichapa Basa Chaysoi. According to Rav Shimon, the issue is Mishum Achilas Peiris. And since the entire issue is only Peiris, Rav Shimon says, I'm not going to be so strict. The Rabbanan, who are concerned about Snus, were strict. El Rish Lakish, that everybody holds that the reason is because Achilas Peiris. So what is the basis, asked the Gemara, my Ikka, what is the basis of the Machloikis ben Rav Shimon l'Rabbanan? Answers the Gemara, the Machloikis is on Peiri, the husband's entitlement to eat Peiris, b'shas k'siva v'shas k'sima, that the Peiris from when the get was written to when the get was delivered was the Machloikis. The Chacham's opinion is that the husband only is entitled to eat Peiris. The husband is entitled to eat Peiris until the time of the get being signed. And therefore, if that signature is incorrect, he may eat Peiris that he's not allowed to eat. According to Rav Shimon, the halacha is that the husband doesn't eat anyway Peiris at that time, and therefore it doesn't make a difference. Ask the Gemara, but we've learned the opinion just the opposite. At what point is the husband no longer entitled to eat Peiris? Says the Gemara, we have to reverse the opinions. The Mishnah we're going to learn later in our Masechta on that Pei Vav Amud Aleph teaches us, there are three types of gittin that are posel, from nisus. But if a woman got married based on one of these types of gittin, havlat kosher. And one of the types of gittin is that a get that doesn't have a date on it. But if the question is, as we're learning now, that Reish Lakish taught us, the reason we have to have, Reb Yochanan taught us, we have to have a date on a get, it becomes Shem Yichapa Basa Chaysoi. If the halacha is that if the get is missing the date, it's still going to be a kosher get. So then the question is, ma'ilu chacham b'takantom, because he won't write the get. Answers the Gemara, ahanu d'lchitchila t'nasi. At the end of the day, we have to have a date. And if you don't have the date, the get is not kosher l'chitchila, that is a good enough reason. Ask the Gemara, but even if they wrote a date, Gazil is man the day, if he'll cut out the date, says the Gemara, v'yavinile, and then he'll give it to her, mai. So again, we're saying that the cipher is not going to write a get without a date. But even if he wrote the date, if this person knows that he wants to protect his daughter-in-law, his niece, he'll cut out the date. Amle, says the Gemara, l'ramai l'chashinin. We're not concerned that somebody is going to go that far that he's going to cut out a date. The Gemara in Masecht Yevamos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, has a similar discussion. The Gemara says there, what prevents an adulterous wife from erasing the date in a get to escape punishment? So explains the, and here we just said L'Ramai L'Kashinan, explains the Pnei Yeshua, that a husband, yes, was married to a niece, and yes, wants to protect his niece. But we're not concerned that a husband is going to go to such far means to take the date of a get and cut it out to protect his niece. The woman who might have done znus is much more, has much more to risk, because if she did something wrong, she is a woman that was mezana. So regarding the woman, explains the Pnei Yeshua, we're much more concerned. And in fact, the Torah writes that if a woman produces a get without a date, and saying that she was divorced before she committed snus, the burden of proof is upon her. And the Bach comments that the Torah does not mean that we would actually execute the woman on the assumption that she probably played around with the get. Rather, explains the Torah means regarding the children. The Torah says that the children are sofik mamzerim, and that the halacha is that whenever we have a situation of sofik mamzerim, whenever we have a case of sofik mamzerim, we could be lenient. Here we see l'ramoy l'chashinan, that we're not worried that people are allowed to do something that is just wrong. So I saw that the Chashuki Chemed has a very interesting discussion. He says that there's somebody that is running to say a shir, and what he did was that he can't get to the shir, there's terrible traffic. So he calls an ambulance and says, I'm not feeling well, and the ambulance will take him to the hospital, and where he goes to shir to learn is right next to the hospital. Says the Chashuki Chemed, as much as learning Torah is important, our Gemara teaches us l'ramai l'chashinan. And he says, included in what the Gemara means to teach us when it says l'ramai l'chashinan, is that the Gemara means to teach us that Jews don't do dishonest things, and the ends do not justify the mean. And just because you're anxious to go learn doesn't give you the right to do something dishonest. Says the Gemara, Kosaba b'shvua, if the get was written, what year of the Yovel it was, what cycle, there are seven cycles in every Yovel, 7 times 7. The question is, if it was written, what cycle, b'shana, it says what year, but it doesn't say what month of the year, b'chodesh, where it says the month, but it doesn't say what date in the month. B'Shabbos, it says what week, but not what day of the week. Mai, Amalei, kosher. The get is still kosher. Ask the Gemara, Omahil Chachamit Akantam, if we're not going to have a precise date, and we're worried, as we're learning in our Gemara, that somebody's manipulating the get, what have we accomplished? answers the Gemara Hanu, what we accomplish is the Shvuah, the Kamela Shvuah, the Basrei. It isn't a perfect accomplishment, but we accomplish something. The math that we accomplish is that we know that the cycle before or the cycle after, they weren't divorced. Dilei Tema, says the Gemara, if we're not going to say that, well, we got said at the beginning of this year, B'yom Megufe, even if we have a date in the get, we still can't be sure, Mi Adinan, Imit Safra, and Mi Panya, if the get was given in the morning or in the afternoon, Ella, what we have accomplished, the Yom the Kameh, the Yom the Basrei. We know that she wasn't divorced the day before, and she was divorced the day after. Hachanami, even though the date is highly imprecise, what we have accomplished, Ahane l'shvu the Kameh, l'shvu the Asrei, we have accomplished something. Our Gemara just taught us that even though Chazal instituted the halacha is that the couple, that you have to have a date on the get, but the Gemara just taught us that if the get doesn't have a date, it's still fine. The Ramah, at the beginning of Yeridaya, Simon Alsef Alf says, Hashaycher atzma lo yishchot, Hashaycher may not shecht, Api sheyde may not shecht, Api sheyde hilcha shchita, even though he's familiar with hilcha shchita, V'hu mumchen, he's an expert, At sheshochet gimel pamim, until he shechted three times b'fnei chochem mumcha b'hilcha shchita, if he's shecht in front of an expert, he could testify that this person is a competent, qualified shechet. And therefore says the Ramah, the minig is, a shechet has to have a Kabbalah. The question that comes up, what happens if somebody shechted without Kabbalah? So the Simul Chadosha says that somebody who shechted without Kabbalah, heshchita, you may not eat that meat. And so too is the opinion of the Sefer Beis Lachem Yehuda. However, the Bris Avram and Rav Shlomo Kluger disagree. And the Pri Chodesh says that the basis of their disagreement is our Gemara. Because our Gemara just taught us that Chazal instituted that every get must have a date. But even though our Gemara says that every get must have a date, if it doesn't have a date, it's kosher. So similarly, even though the halacha clearly indicates that a shochet is supposed to have Kabbalah, it could be they say that if he doesn't have Kabbalah, we could still eat from that shechita. Our Gemara also quoted a machlokes. At what point does the husband lose the peiros of the nechsim melug? One opinion was from when they decided to get divorced, and the other one is from when they actually got divorced. And the halacha is that the husband is entitled to eat peiros till they get divorced, and they're not considered divorced, and as far as Hilchos Yerusha is concerned, as well, until they're until they actually got divorced. But there's a very interesting question that the Yamshel Shloimeh discusses. The Pesachei Tshuva and Eben Ezer, Simen Tzadik, Sifkot Ches, quotes this Yamshel Shloimeh. He discusses, why would be an halacha if there was a couple who was not getting along, and they decided that they're getting divorced, but before that they actually got divorced, the woman, unfortunately, passed away. And the question is, does he have to sit Shiva? And the Marshal says that even though, as far as the halacha is concerned, they're not considered divorced, the halacha is that the Yamshel Shloimeh says that he doesn't have to sit Shiva. There are others that disagree, and they base their disagreement on what we just learned. If they're considered married, as far as all financial concerns are considered, they have to be considered married all the way, and therefore the halacha is that he would have to, those opinions hold, that maybe even they weren't getting along, he would still have to sit Shiva.